Thank you, Michelle and Christine, for leading us in worship this morning. He is good, isn't he? He is faithful. And in the midst of the trials, in the midst of the suffering, he is producing something in us. And he is pouring out his love upon us. May the Lord bless you with his love and with his joy as you choose joy, as you choose joy in the midst of trials. You may be seated because we want to remember and celebrate the one who has come so that the goodness of God is demonstrated and the love of God is known in the midst of trial and tribulation. His name is Jesus. Have you heard of him? He's good. And this morning, the kids, our children, our DA kids, are going to lead us in remembering that wonderful story. It's more than a story. It's a life-changing, history-changing event when God came. The incarnation of God becoming flesh on that silent night. Let's just celebrate Jesus as our children remind us of his birth.
Country shepherds obeyed, abiding in a field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, unto them, fear not, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was a angel multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which is the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying which was told concerning the child, and all that heard his wondered at those things which were told by them, told them by shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Thank you.
Can we give our DA kids another round of applause? Thank you to Miss Laura and Miss Kim and to Jordan and Christine as they remind us that there is good news of great joy, which is for all the people. And because of that good news of great joy, we can choose joy. We can choose it in the good times and in the times of trial and suffering. We hope to see you on Christmas Eve, but if you are not able to be there on Christmas Eve, Merry Christmas. May the Lord bless you with joy as you celebrate His birth. He is the reason that there is hope and peace and joy and love. And on Christmas Eve, light. Light has come. May He fill your life with His love and peace and joy and hope and light. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance, His face upon you, and may He grant you His perfect, perfect peace. As you go from our family to yours, just as a small appreciation of our love to all of you as church family, we just have a simmer pot that makes such a wonderful smell in your house this Christmas. May you be blessed and know that we love you all, and that we pray God's blessing over all of you. May the Lord bless you. You are dismissed.